Blog Talk Radio.
Who is he and what is he to you? Who is he and what is he to you?
Real men serve Yah, but the cowards just waffle. Without Yah with me, then my life would just be awful. You can have the fortune and the fame, but the fortune and the flame will consume everything that you claim. We can break the curse if we just put them first. When the light shine, shadows will disperse. Love unconditional, power is supreme. If you don't ride with them, then you're on the losing team. Don't be deceived, things ain't always what they seem. Everything that glitter ain't gone with the gleam. You can disregard this, roll with the heart that's in me. I still be blessed regardless, it's sad. Cause you're really missing out on the most important thing what life is really all about. Laugh all you want, don't keep dissing. But in the end you're gonna wish you would've listened.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a joke. Babylon murdering people, can you smell the smoke? So grateful that his mercy greater than my sin. Grace abounds in a solid cup of sin. Took a broken heart, made me build it up again. Save me from my stuff and the pain of suffering. Give protection, blessing, covering. Now my gratitude overcome the attitude. Spiritual nourishment and the soul food. Thoughts was absurd and fictitious. Now I crave the world to defeat the vicious. He's my only hope, yes, he's my everything. You can drone all you want, keep reveling. But you gon' get tuned out when heaven sing. Stop meddling, paddling and saddling. And put Yah first as the ever king. Remember the name embedded in your brain and written on your heart like an indelible stain. Hey.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a joke. Babylon burning people, can you smell the smoke? The Most High, the Most Glorious, set me free, save me from myself, make me victorious. Every part of my heart, hold up my soul, renew my mind, and yo, I give him all control. The only one that I trust so completely. Get something missing, only he can complete me. He got the remedy, enemy won't defeat me. And if I hold him to his promises, he'll keep me. He take my obstacles, turn them to opportunities. Guilty ass trust, till he gave me all immunity. He's not behind the evil that religious people do. You don't believe in God, he still believe in you. And you can try to deny him or just explain him away. He's still there, Father, Ancient of Days. And just because you don't understand don't mean it's not really still true, regardless of how you feel.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Every knee bow, every tongue shall confess. Let no man curse with the Most High bless.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Creator real, don't take him for a dope. Babylon burning people, can you smell the smoke?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in a jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucking. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us.
Uh-huh.
You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth church. Where we are church, we don't just do church.
pray for the feeble and soil clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work, yeah. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master, the white man invented. Huh? Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now, hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Yo, I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord, I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville, I feel right at home. Was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing in survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch them be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm fat. Yo, I'm screaming now, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord, I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville, I feel right at home. Was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing in survival, lose the life you tryna own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch them be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder. The cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His death is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma. But please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro. Retro, 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 retro.
I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer. But I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured, scattering seed. The God who made us is holy and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a dramatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King. There is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open. There's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static, when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic. Without Christ, life will end tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives. The same gospel that Jay gives, and the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over. In the glory of the King, will be seen full exposure.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro. Retro, 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 retro.
ignored. Even if you get it right with the Lord, brother, you're gonna burn. I'm bringing you the truth of this gospel. This ain't no fairy tale. Prison to a life of sin. When Jesus got your bail, died upon the cross of Calvary. The hour since he's knocking at the door of your heart, go ahead and let him in. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the maker. This is the final call. Lord, save them all. Destiny, not no paracord. Many people being deceived because of what they hear. Running to the prophets of Satan because they got itching ears. Prophecies all over the Bible are steady coming true. Time for you to make a decision about what you gonna do. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the maker. This is the final call. Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call. Lord, save them all. The question, where do you want to go? John 3, the words of my Savior, you must be born again. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, if you plan to make it in. Pearly gates, streets of gold, even mansions. Make your reservations for heaven, you see your moms again. Righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost. Eternal life in heaven with more. Can you ask for power that is born eternally? Salvation is mine, thanks to his blood that has made me free. Never departing from his holy presence. The essence of heaven be his presence. So what a blessing. Please heed this lesson given by inspiration of the Spirit. His voice is heard beyond mine. I pray you hear it and draw near it. Before the trumpet blow, where will you go? Without Christ, I hope you know. I can hear the final call. Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall.
Get the same loop. We ain't no fuckers about to unfold. Better tell it, hey, thank you. So we riding down the highway, right? right. What's the time of the day? Night. Everything is okay. Right. Plus you made time to break. Night. Then we get to the STL. Slap my wife off and get some Z. About to kick it with Jason and Stephon over Kenny. We decide to walk to the store. It's four of us, so we know we cool. Then we see in this car passing us by, stopping it's made of you. Hey. Taking like that, the dude is tripping. Man, you're tripping. Let's just proceed. On the way back from the store, we smell the smoke of the potent weed. But ain't nobody out till we hear this voice tell us, say that. Running towards us, 4 to 5, 9, get on the ground. Now we see them barrels waving like flash before our eyes. If his fingers slip, all four of us is who we got. All I'm thinking is, Lord, if this is how the story goes, I'll be fine, cause in 99, Jesus saved my soul.
Jesus got me out of death, it was 1999. I ain't living for myself, I'm realizing I ain't lying. I'm alive, I'm alive. I'm realizing I ain't lying. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive.
Everything I did then, I was tripping off of people. I was living for my friends, but my heart was really evil. I was worshiping my money, I was worshiping my shoes. Wasn't thinking about my soul, worshiping girls in the school. I was living for myself like I was stuck in the rut. And I couldn't get up like I was cut in the gut. I was bleeding from my side, and I didn't want to fix the wound. I thought I was alive, I was chilling in my tomb. I was holding on to sin like it was my baby daughter. Baby boy, I was deceived, it was leading me to the slaughter. Wasn't thinking about Jesus, wasn't thinking about the curse. Wasn't thinking about the fall, wasn't thinking about this hurt. I was thinking about nothing but myself in those days. What it took Jesus Christ to get himself out the grave. And 2,000 years later, he got me out the grave. Y'all were rapping on this right to see you out the grave.
God has touched me out of death, it was 1999.
Front of me, free man.
I ain't living for myself, I'm realizing I ain't lying.
I wanna
I'm
see
alive.
You as a free man.
I'm alive.
Towards us, 4 to 5, 9, get on.
on the ground. Now we see them barrels waving light flash before our eyes. If his fingers slip, all four of us is who we got. All I'm thinking is, Lord, if this is how the story goes, I'll be fine, cause in 99, Jesus saved my soul.
Jesus snatched me out of death, it was 1999. I ain't living for myself, I'm realizing 99, I'm alive.
I was tripping off of people. I was living for my friends, but my heart was really evil. I was worshiping my money, I was worshiping my shoes. Wasn't thinking about my soul, worshiping girls in the school. I was living for myself like I was stuck in the front, and I couldn't get up like I was cut in the gut. I was bleeding from my side, and I didn't want to fix the wound. I thought I was alive, I was chilling in my tomb. I was holding on to sin like it was my baby daughter. Baby boy, I was deceived, it was leading me to the slaughter. Wasn't thinking about Jesus, wasn't thinking about the curse, wasn't thinking about the fall, wasn't thinking about this verse. I was thinking about nothing but myself in those days. What it took Jesus Christ to get himself out the grave. And 2,000 years later, he got me out the grave. Y'all were rapping on this right to see you out the grave.
Jesus touched me out of death, it was 1999. I ain't living for myself, I'm realizing I ain't.
Can you blame me for what I do? Never said I was the righteous. The crisis make you the trifest. Living life lifeless, sicker than hepatitis B. I love the streets, it's apart from my family tree. I see, that's a part of my identity. What an amenity. Such money and drugs, it's the ministry. So far beyond going to see, that's a gift from the enemy. Astounded by the fact he surrounds my proximity. But I still tend to worship with worthless like it ain't bounded. I'm bounded, overcrowded with insignificance. I find significance just for the approval from cats who're ignorant. What's the benefit? I went searching for dividends because the struggle's something I wish for no man to be in. For sure, should've saw my face when my mama said we was poor like no man. But I know my plan was bleed poverty out of my pores. So I was screaming for the Lord. Never wanted the Holy Ghost, selling O's was proposed. So the road I chose is my only choice. No exaggeration, caught up in the fascination. Looking for the head cat in charge, this is decapitator. I was slowly seeping in fabrication. Thinking that my peers would cheer for my self-gratification. Must have been stupid, run around town like a nuisance. Didn't want to hear another man's 2 cents. I was blind trying to tie the loose ends and get a new biz. Refused in to be where everybody wanted me to be. See where everybody wanted me to see. Leave me alone, I just want to be free. Could have been my mom's crowded, drowning from emptiness, which made me envious, which distorted my own means to exist. More I try to resist, I lie to myself in the wrist as high as the tide and I'm drenched. Dying inside the abyss of life and I'm trying to prevent my mind from aligning with sin. Hiding disguised with sin, side of my soul was condemned. Then again it could have been that I was prideful. Turned away from God, from my idols, a cycle. I was fascinated in this and gave my attention to that. I put work about on the trap, never cared about how I act. I would make him, would break a stack, and I wanted to be like him and them, but
let's have a talk about Jesus.
And now I see what's in the Bible, and anything I put before God is just an idol. Listen, this time is vital, it's knowing that you can cry, so I pray today for revival, so
let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I praise you, it's no one greater than
Jesus.
Gave me grace,
Jesus.
I show my faith,
Jesus.
The merciful,
Jesus.
I'm thankful to
Jesus.
You died for me.
Let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I praise you, it's no one greater than
Jesus.
You took my death,
Jesus.
You gave me breath,
Jesus.
You helped me see,
Jesus.
Make my life complete. In this world, it's full of distractions. Every once in a while we get distracted and put things before God. But anything you put for him is just an idol. Let's go! Contemplated, concentrated on how I made it. Better know what the
world is full of, but end up constipated. Can't flush all of my urges. Nowhere to go, but I'm moving like this is urgent. I was confused about who I need to be serving. The saying is, life's no game without Derwin. Now the temperature got me hurling. Stress within could have sent up to my neck like a Sherilyn. Life's pandemonium with a pint of petroleum. Was gassed off what they promoted. Ain't no one can lure me in. Wish I traveled inside a DeLorean, but you can't take back or retract what you was indulging in. Metamorphosing in the shoes of the Lord was walking in through the fire. I wept, now my flesh is dressed up in porcelain. Trying to find my origin, and I couldn't pass go because my thought process was stuck on
money cash.
You know, the rest of me, trying to find my destiny. Faith as small as a mustard seed is what partially puzzled me. Reluctantly, did what I wanted till I was comfortably skipping chapters. Was thinking my pastor was trying to hustle me. Guess the devil was interrupting me, cause what's bitter, he tried to make sweet as a honeysuckle tree. Raised in the gutter, we don't affiliate with wannabes, but at 40, you still ain't conforming to what you wanna be. Rhymes come abundantly, ain't willing to take a bunch of leave when your life ain't about sacrifices for Jesus Christ. Then again, it could have been in the end, I was prideful. Turned away from God for my idols. A cycle. I was fascinated in this and gave my attention to that. I put work about on the trap, never cared about how I act. I would make him would break a stack, and I wanted to be like him and them, but
let's have a talk about Jesus.
And now I see what's in the Bible, and anything I put before God is just an idol. Listen, this time is vital, it's knowing that you can cry to. I pray today for revival, so
let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
Gave me grace,
Jesus.
I show my faith,
Jesus.
The merciful,
Jesus.
I'm thankful to
Jesus.
You died for me.
Let's have a talk about Jesus.
My Lord and Savior, I pray there's no one greater than
Jesus.
You took my day,
Jesus.
You gave me breath,
Jesus.
You helped me see,
Jesus.
Make my life complete.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I'm talking about. Time to go get it. What's cracking? What's happening? How you doing? This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. We in the building. Hey, we in the building. We in the building. Yeah. In the building. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It ain't even got to sound good. It could be a noise as long as it's joyful, but you're making it unto the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All you land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with praise. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us. And we didn't make ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. And this episode, we right here on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. Yeah, Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, it is time to feed your spirit and soul with the Word of God. All right. Yes, he created your body, spirit, and soul. And we need to let his word get into our spirit, soul, and body. All right. It has benefits for each. Yeah, benefits for your spirit, benefits for your soul, benefits for your body. And guess what else, Cole? You ain't even got to use your own money, Cole. Yeah. You ain't even got to use your own money. Yeah, it got benefits. Yeah, it got some health benefits in this thing, too, man. For real, man. Your temple, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, yeah. You don't want no decay in there. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. So it got benefits for your body, benefits for your soul. Going to feed your soul and your spirit. Make your spirit stronger. Give you more faith in God. That's what the Word of God is for. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'm your homie Oasis. Again, shout outs to you and much love. We appreciate you tuning in. Let's get it. Scriptures for today, part one. You can go ahead and turn there. 1 Kings chapter 13. Scriptures, part one. 1 Kings chapter 13, part two. Jeremiah chapter 30. Part two, Jeremiah chapter 30. And part three, Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14 for part three. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for another opportunity to glorify you, Father, and to hear from you, and to become doers of your word, Father. Yeah, let us be hearers and let us be doers of your word. Don't let us have faith without actions, but let us have faith with action, faith with works. Give you something to work with, Father. And every time when you have to test our faith and try our faith, let us remember that it's beneficial for us, that you're working out patience. Yes, and let patience have its perfect working. You want us to get the best in the latter and the former and the latter. So let us wait on you, God, because it is beneficial. So you just continue to have your way in our lives. You do what you got to do to get the glory, and let us respond to you like Jesus did and does. You just have your way and get all the glory. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the understanding of your scriptures. Thank you for your teacher, the Holy Spirit, that teaches us and exalts Jesus, Father. You just have your way. You increase. And we now decrease. And you continue to stay increased in us, Father. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, we up in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you again. We appreciate you tuning in, however you're tuned in. We on this Hip Hop Bible study. Little buddy. So, part one. Let's go ahead and get into it. 1 Kings chapter 13. Okay. Yeah, the T is silent.
to your salad. Everybody, y'all say it with me. Say 13. Yes, sir. 13. Okay, I'm just... Yeah, 1 Kings chapter 13, man. Woman, children, and teenage rings. 1 Kings chapter 13. The T is silent. 13. 13. I learned a new word today. 13. 13. All right, let me read this inspirational card before we jump into it. It says, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And ain't nobody richer. Ain't no one richer than God. Not even the devil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. It's all in Christ Jesus. Yeah, look at your neighbor and say, it's all in Christ Jesus. It's all in Christ Jesus. You can't leave him out. You know what I'm talking about? So we read it for 1 Kings chapter 13. Verse 1 says, and behold, a man of God. There's some person who got faith in God. Right? A man of God. A man too. Right? A man of God went from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord. He going by the word of the Lord. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. Verse 2 says, then he cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord. He cried out to the altar by the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus says the Lord, behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David. And on you he shall sacrifice the priests, wow, of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you. Wow. So right here, we see that the word of the Lord is leading the man of God, and the word of the Lord has the man crying out against the altar. See this? Crying out against the altar, letting him know what's going to happen. And from the house of David, like way down David's bloodline. You know what I'm talking about? Like his great, keep on going, grandson, Josiah, one of them, great-grandson, somebody, great, I don't know how many great. All right? Behold, a child, Josiah by name, shall be born to the house of David, and on you, on the altar, he shall sacrifice the priests. Y'all hear this? Not sacrifice the sacrifices of the priest, which is the animals, but this man gonna sacrifice the priest themselves. Like, okay, there's nothing new under the sun. Yeah, this real stuff. This ain't no movie. It's happening for real, man. People be doing, I'm talking about for real, doing crazy stuff. All right, so he gonna sacrifice the priests of the high places who burn incense on you, and men's bones shall be burned on you as well. He gonna burn the bones of men on there too. Ain't that something? The altar, that's supposed to be for God, right? Verse 3, let's keep reading. In 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 3, and he gave a sign the same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Surely the altar shall split apart, and the ashes on it shall be poured out. So it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, who cried out against the altar in Bethel, that he stretched out his hand from the altar, saying, arrest him. Mm. Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. He stretched out his hand, pointing at this man of God, who on assignment for God, talking about, arrest him. Right? He telling the truth. Then his hand that he pointing, talking about arrest him, with, he stretched out his hand toward him, it withered. That same hand. Then his hand, which he stretched out toward him, withered. Mm-hmm. Shriveled up. So that he could not pull it back to himself. He couldn't even pull it back. Why? Yeah. Y'all want to see, y'all really think y'all want it with God and his people? Yeah, because this the God that's coming through this thing right here. The God of the Bible. Mm-hmm. The Christians was naming him. But they denied the power. Soon as Corona, well, it wasn't just coronavirus, when coronavirus came, they denied the power before that, but they just, the evidence was shown. In 2020, we seen them clearly. They ran from the coronavirus, forgot that God is greater than the coronavirus. God is greater than this man-made, Satan-influenced government. God is greater than this world system. Because before this world system, before Satan, before Adam, before Eve, is I am.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I feel like preaching. I know it's teaching. But the truth is the truth. Before all this, before this modern day and age we live in, is I am. Yeah, take all this away. It's vanity anyway. We've become more vain. Depending on all this stuff, bro. All this technology and stuff. Yeah, before all that. Yeah, before you thought you was all that, is I am. You ain't nothing but dust. Before you forgot, you was dust, the top of the dirt, y'all. The top of the dirt. Okay. Ooh-wee. So his hand done withered away, and God, what did it say? Verse 5. The altar gonna split apart, right? Verse 5. Let's go. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 5. The altar also was split apart, and the ashes poured out from the altar according to the sign which the Lord, which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. He said it was going to happen, and it happened. Yeah, that's real. See, if them prophets was coming in there for real, they would have been telling these folks that coronavirus is coming because of the disobedience of man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they worshiping Satan on top of that. Mm-hmm. We got other folk worshiping Satan because they looking at the stuff that they producing behind, you know. They producing these movies and songs and all that. Watch what you're watching and watch what you're saying. 1 Kings chapter 13. We in verse number 6. It says, then the king answered and said to the man of God. The king answered and saying to who? The man of God. Not the man of God going to the king and asking him something. The king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord. He begging. Please entreat the favor of the Lord your God. The king saying it to the man of God. That's what time it is. It's time for God to raise his people with real faith. The one that got faith in him for real. Time for him to raise us up so he can display himself through us. The ones that ain't got no problem with him getting glory. No matter what happens, no matter who you got to lose or what you got to lose, hey, you know what I'm talking about? Folks that going to stand no compromise for God, the Almighty. He don't half-step with us. What we look like half-stepping with him? Yeah, we are sons of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, not by their own emotions, not by their own dreams or somebody else's sayings, but as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. So now the king in verse 6, 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 6 says, then the king answered and said to the man of God, please entreat the favor of the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored to him. That my hand may be restored to me. Please ask God to give some favor and let my hand be restored to me. Ain't you the one just saying, arrest this man? You weren't thinking about that. So now you begging for... Okay, let's keep reading. I'm sorry. I'm 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 6, go in the middle of it, to the end. Says, so the man of God entreated the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. See that? He still people went on ahead and prayed for him. You know us. Yeah, Father, you could do it, but do it in about 4 hours. Don't do it immediately. You can restore his hand, but do it, you know, by the weekend or something, Lord. That's why I say I got to keep reading. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to know what to do. We got to know. The man of God entreated the Lord. He went ahead and prayed, and the king's hand was restored to him and became as before. Now, verse 7, let's keep reading. Then the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. Come refresh yourself. Come eat something. drink something, and I'm going to give you a reward, give you some little money or something. I don't know about. But the man of God said to the king, if you were to give me half of your house, that's what I'm talking about. And I just said, no compromise, right? Even if you were to give me half, if you were to give me half your house, I would not go in with you, nor would I eat bread, nor drink water in this place. See, some people go for the reward and for what they just said, and you forgot that the man just cursed you, and God just cursed him because he cursed you. So why would I go hang with you? Come on now. This is real stuff. This is being wise. This ain't being Christian-y. This is being godly right here. Yeah. Yeah, being godly. Using wisdom, not being gullible, not over here trying to, you know, fit in with the world. Mm-hmm. Don't even want no distinction these days. Look, just like them. Just act like them, too. Saying the same thing they saying now. Doing the same thing, everything, bro. Remember back in my days, yes, even before our days, though, yeah, it was a distinction between the ones that followed Christ and the ones that didn't. They were calling them holy rollers. We, you know, we after that. They were calling them holy rollers. You know what I'm saying? I went to a little country spot, you know what I'm saying, called Millersville, Georgia. They were calling folks that believed in Jesus Jehovah's Witnesses. They were calling all of them Jehovah's Witnesses. They wore the, some females wear skirts, some long skirts. They called them Jehovah's Witness. You know? Like, no, everybody Jehovah's Witnesses. If you follow Jesus, you are, that's Millersville, though. That's only in, somebody said that's only in Millersville. That's only in Baldwin County. Okay, let me go on back over here. Let me read myself on back on over here to the, will you? 1 Kings chapter 13? Yes, sir. But don't be so quick. Don't be so gullible and forget that this man just said, arrest this man, and God bust him up. Mm-hmm. We got somebody that's greater than the police and greater than this government. Yeah, you the king. You talking about arrest this man, and you can't even do nothing because your hand gone. Now what? What? God did that too. Now what? Now you begging him, talking about come home with me, refresh yourself, and I'm going to give you something to eat, and I'm going to give you about $200. I don't know how much the reward was. I'm just saying. How much would it take for you to go with him? Uh-huh. That just got real, didn't it? It just got real. Uh-huh. How much would it take for you? Mm-hmm. Or would you do like the man of God? Respond like he did. If you were to give me, this is verse 8. We're going to pick it back up. Verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 13. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, I'm your homie Oasis, and it's getting real good already. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 8. But the man of God said to the king, is that right? Because the man of God got authority. You got to know. You got more authority than Joe Byron. I mean, what his name is? You know that old grandpa who, okay, anyway. Yeah, him. You got more power than them. I'm trying to kill you because your skin color behind the badge. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. You got more power than them. The man of God said to the king, if you were to give me half your house, I ain't selling out. I will not go in with you, nor would I eat bread, nor drink water in this place, cuz. For so it was commanded me by the word of the Lord, saying, you shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. God already told me not to do this. So no, the answer is no, okay? This is what happened. So he went another way and did not return by the way he came to Bethel. Now, remember what he just said, because this is, I believe, about to come in real handy. He just said, God told him in verse 9, don't eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. So in other words, it must have been urgent, okay? Let's go. Verse 11, 1 Kings chapter 13. Verse 11 says, now an old prophet dwelt in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. So he told him what this man of God did, right? They also told their father the words which he had spoken to the king. And their father said to them, which way did he go? For his sons had seen which way the man of God went, who came from Judah. Then he said to his sons, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it. Some Bibles may say ass right there. And that's what an ass is, a donkey. It's not a behind like people be using it. That's the, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where the word came from, A-S-S, a donkey. They put a jack in front of it, but the Bible don't. It just call it ass, all right? Then he said to his son, saddle the donkey for me, though. Let me PG-13 it for you right quick. So they saddled the donkey for him, and he rode on it. And he, it says, and went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. Then he said to him, are you the man of God who came from Judah? And he said, I am. Verse 15 says, then he said to him, come home with me and eat bread. Uh-oh. That sounds just like Buddy. Remember verse 9, what God told me? Don't eat bread. No. Okay, no. Okay, let's go. Now, this is another dude. Come home with me, eat bread. Verse 16 says, and he said, I cannot return with you. So he let them know, I cannot return with you, nor go with you, neither can I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. So he letting him know too. For I have been told by what? The word of the Lord. Now when God tells you to do something, make sure you do it. Yeah, that go for all of us. When God says do something, make sure you do it now. I mean, ask Jonah. Go look at Jonah and see what happened to Jonah. Remember him and the fish, the big old fish, the whale, swallowed him up. Yep, Jesus called it a whale. And Jonah says a big fish, but by the time Jesus talked about it, he said, well, all right. So, in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, that's where Jonah went. Because God told him to go to the right, and Jonah said, man, I ain't going over there. If I go over there, you're going to show mercy to them, because God wanted him to go preach to these heathens. And Jonah was like, but them heathens, and I know if I go preach to them heathens, then you're going to let them heathens go. So Jonah said, no, and went to the left. And then God said, you going to do what I said, or you going to do what I said? Mm-hmm. You going to do what I say, or you going to do what I say? Now, some of us just like that. Either you're going to do what God say, or you're going to do what God say. Eventually, all of us will be, we'll recognize and remember and realize. But his chosen ones, yeah. Yeah. We going to do what he say, or we going to do what he say? So he went another way, tried to go, I'm talking about divert God, I guess. But you can't change God. Mm-mm. So he went another way, and then God had a prepared. It says, the Bible says that God had a fish prepared for Jonah because it was, you know, storming, and the boat that Jonah was on, he got on the boat and made sure he ain't going with God so he to go. And then the boat, it started storming and all that. You know what I mean? And then they had to throw Jonah off overboard. And when they threw him overboard in the middle of that sea, the big fish swallowed Jonah up, and he was in the whale 3 days and three nights, in that big belly of that whale. He did not get chewed. He did not get digested. Well, I guess he had to go to the belly, so just straight swallow him. And he was alive in that mud for 3 days and three nights. And this is a true story in your Bible. Mm-hmm. The Bible is the word of God. So let's go back over here and see what happened. You got to do what God wants you to do. Stay on the path that God has you on, okay? Do what he says. Whatever God tells you to do, say yes. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? All right? So, I mean, you talk to him, all right? So, verse 17, that's where we're at. So, we'll pick back up. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 17 says, for I have been told by the word of the Lord, you shall not eat bread nor drink water there, nor return by going the way you came. Okay? You know what God told you to do. Don't let nobody get you off that path. Let's keep reading. We're in verse number 18, 1 Kings, chapter number 13, verse 18 says, and he said to him, I too am a prophet, as you are. It don't matter what they say. Do what God says. Okay? So I have been told by the word. Okay. Verse 18, he said to him, I too am a prophet as you are, and an angel spoke to me. Now this man saying this, an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord saying, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. He was lying to him though. You see what I'm saying? This man going to tell you, tell this man, I'm a prophet just like you. First of all, he just called him a man of God, right? Since we've been talking about him from verse 1 in 1 Kings chapter 13. Man of God. So now I'm a prophet just like you. No, you ain't. Because you lying. He coming with the word. So that's why you have to listen to what God says. Now this man coming, talking about I'm a prophet just like you, coming in the name of the Lord, and then saying that an angel told me to bring you back to the house of me. And he know he lying. He know he's lying to the man of God. The man of God. didn't know he was lying, or he went for it. So let's keep reading. Verse 19 says, so he went back with him. Remember, he done said out of his mouth, God told me not to. To the king and to the prophet. The false prophet, anyway. So he came, he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. Now it happened as they sat at the table that the word of the Lord came to the prophet who had brought him back. Mm-hmm. It came to the prophet. But that prophet was lying. So now the word of the Lord coming to this prophet. And he cried out to the man of God who came from Judah, saying, thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord, because you what? You disobeyed. That's why we get in, that's where we get in trouble. That's where all the trouble in the world come from. That's where all the evil in the world come from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, disobedience. Because you have disobeyed the word of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you came back, ate bread and drank water in the place of which the Lord said to you, eat no bread and drink no water, your corpse. There's no life right there. See what I'm saying? Your corpse shall not come to the tomb of your fathers. So it was after he had eaten bread and after he had drunk that he saddled the donkey for him, the prophet whom he brought back. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road. A what? A lion. Now what? The king of the jungle is what we call him. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. Wow. See that? Do what God say now. Yeah, don't take his mercy for granted. This is the Almighty God. Yeah, if you obey him, you ain't got to fear him like that. You're going to reverence him. But if you disobey him, you better fear him like that. A lion eat, bro. A lion ate dude up, man. And this was a man of God that got hit by the lion because he knew better, though. You know better. If you know better, do right. Oh, man. So when he was gone, a lion met him. This is verse 24, 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 24. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. Don't compromise in your faith and on in your walk with God for nobody, man. When God tells you to do something and you know to do it, shouty. Or tallie, do it. When he was gone, a lion met him on the road and killed him. And his corpse was thrown on the road and the donkey stood by it. The lion also stood by the corpse. Wow. And there, men passed by and saw the corpse thrown on the road and the lion standing by the corpse. Yeah, that's a dead body, right? Dead human body. The corpse, that's what the corpse is. A dead human body. Human body with no life in it. All right? Then, and it got killed. So then they went and told it in the city where the old prophet dwelt. Now when the prophet who had brought him back from the way heard it, he said, it is the man of God who was disobedient to the word of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord has delivered him to the lion. Because you was lying, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why he delivered him to the lion. Well, he went, he disobeyed, though. Therefore, the Lord has delivered him to the lion, which has torn him and killed him, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to him. And he spoke to his sons, saying, excuse me, I'm sorry. And he spoke to his sons, saying, saddle the donkey for me. So they saddled it. Then he went and found his corpse thrown on the road and the donkey and the lion standing by the corpse. They still right there. The lion had not eaten the corpse nor torn the donkey. You know, the lion had eaten the... Yeah, both of them. That lion, that was a lion of God. Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, verse 29. And the prophet took up the corpse of the man of God, laid it on the donkey, and brought it back. So the old prophet came to the city to mourn and to bury him. Would you feel sorry now, bro? You wouldn't want that man to come back so bad that you're going to lie talking about an angel came. An angel told me. So even if somebody says, an angel told me, could that make him sound extra deep, right? I'm just like you. I believe just like you. But see, I talked to angels, and the angel told me this about you. He's in now. Because why the angel ain't told me then? I talked to God. He talked to me about everything. Why he ain't told me? Huh? That's what you got to say these days. If you're ever in that situation. An angel told me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to hear that. Verse 30 says, then he, that's why you got to know God for yourself, being that word for yourself. Verse 30 says, then he laid the corpse in his own tomb, and they mourned over him, saying, alas, my brother. So it was after he was, after he had buried him, that he spoke to his sons, saying, when I am dead, then bury me in the tomb where the man of God is buried. Lay my bones beside his bones, for the saying which he cried out by the word of the Lord against the altar in Bethel, and against all the shrines of the high places. Yeah, he against all the shrines, right, which are in the cities of Samaria, will surely come to pass. Verse 33. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 33. After this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way. You see that? This man is still evil. Even after God done hit your hand and made it with it, you still even evil? After this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way. After coronavirus, humans still have not turned from their evil way, right? Okay. After this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way, but again, he made priests from every class of people. What? It's only the Levites were the priests, right? And Aaron's sons and stuff, you know, Aaron and his sons. But he making everybody from every class of people priests for the high places. For whoever wished, whoever wanted to be, he consecrated him. Whoever wanted to be priest. Wow. Whoever wanted to church, huh? Yeah, I hear you, Father. Yeah. Whoever wanted to be a pastor. Yeah, you got men ordaining other men that ain't ordained by God. Yeah, scratch the record on this one. You got man ordaining man, and God ain't ordained now one of them. Now what? Yeah, this is real. Mm-hmm. It's different, and it's real, and it's 100 when God ordains you. You got people going to these Bible schools trying to get degrees with man's name on it instead of getting this Jesus name on their lives. And you can go tell them I said that. Yeah, go tell them I said that. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He ain't turned from his evil way. He making priests from every class of people for the high places. Now, this is all the priests honor God, the high places are to honor God, but he's making everybody, whoever want to be a priest, whoever want a church. Yeah, come on over here. All you got to do is have my name on it. Yeah, I went to theologian school. Mm-hmm. But he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. Wait. And he became one? Wait, hold on. Let me make sure I'm reading this right. I gotta scratch my head on that one. We gotta make sure. We almost finished before I went. Hold on. 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 33. After this event, Jeroboam did not turn from his evil way. And this is an evil leader, an evil king. Okay? So it's gonna make the people get evil too. All right? But it says, but again, he made priests from every class of people for the high places. Whoever wished, he consecrated him, and he became one of the priests of the high places. Okay. Whoever he put there, that's who became a high priest. I got it. All right, verse 34 says, and this thing was the sin of the house of Jeroboam, so as to exterminate and destroy it from the face of the earth. This thing was the sin of the house of Jeroboam, so as to exterminate and destroy it from the face of the earth. This mug putting everybody in there. Yeah, you going to church? Yeah, they Oprah Winfrey with it. You get a church. I don't even believe in Jesus. You still get a church. All right. You can make some money off of that. Get you a church. This mug made everybody a priest, whoever wanted to be a priest. It's different when God calls you to be an apostle. You on point then. It's different. And it's real when God calls you to be a prophet. It's real. Yeah, it's 100. When God calls you to be an evangelist. It's real. It's 100. When God calls you to be a pastor, yeah, it's real and it's different than just 100. When God calls you to be a teacher, and you ain't got to have no man's credentials or man name on a fake degree to say that you're a pastor either. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. I am Oasis, and yeah, we lit up for God up in here. This is what happens when you have faith in God and you work that thing. It's all for the glory of God. I ain't taking no credit, but it's all for the glory of God, our Father. We appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back. And when we come back, Jeremiah chapter 30, we add it, part 2, Jeremiah 30. We'll be right back.
Humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves, may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
Trusting God to watch it. Feel like I should keep silent. His goodness manage my deposit. Never was it mythical. They speak so hypocritical. But once they live it real, you see the change in individuals. They mind staying pacified, justified, solidified, and puffed up with wisdom in it. Running out of time, and I watch the world in panoramic. Mental strains, planet panic, nation haze, falling out of rhythm. Seek forgiveness, Janet. Fire forged by Christ, Lord. Jesus is what Satan ain't. Face the floor and I give him thanks. Seek the throne, know his soul's at stake. Big prone, stay in the world alone. Put the shake on these dark spirits. Lash Satan with the sharp lyrics. Excruciate the pain, grudge with it. Sick as me to they world test. Past them all, became more blessed. So assured, seek the word, not live the word. Take it more or less. Sharp sword, competition, unthoroughbred man. And go and get your gun. I'ma stand, understand, save the sun in his plan, man, the last days to come. Songs. $1 billion industry, but you can count that money gone. Never worship spirits, and I never worship demons neither. Use the natural gift of speech they practice in that Facebook preaching. Chains around the collar, plus diamonds in the sky, but we don't talk to Lucy, know it. Lucifer will die, and they wanna live it now. They get the Nephilim genetic, and the logic is so pathetic. And they say that we just don't get it. And what they gon' get, man? Oh my God, got it. On a real level, man, that's my topic. Whenever I want, turn it up, get it poppin'. Ain't no battle tap, rap, gon' stop it. You can fall back with the minstrel show. No blackface, no Sambo. We don't tap dance and we don't sell clothes. Revolution last, they ain't no. But it's all cool, it's still posting the hood. Tell them that truth, spitfire in the booth. You can ask Swing, go ask Shea Booth. Blood of the Lord right down to the root. Checking my lead, where all those seed. I ain't really, really heard nothing like G. That be the proof of the Christ in me, or the Christ in you. Every eye shall see in the mercy take the weight up off my shoulders. I'm trying to be in heaven with a diamond size of boulders. It's the gift inside the soldier, not the clip inside the holster, or the venom inside the cobra. It's the ride before it's over. It's the fact they keep telling lies despite the times it's colder. Until they baby dies, then they want to sympathize with these world crimes up on their minds. Armageddon is getting closer. Living blind is by design. Won't dumb it down for you, we smokers, heat holders, trap workers, politicians. We all sinners. Seek Christ, live your life. Eternal life is the call, member. Honey locust, baptized by the fire till the end. Revolution, signing off. Jesus searches the hearts of men.
Yeah, we in the building, in the building, yeah, with no ceiling, yeah, we blow it off, yeah, praising God. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes sir, yes ma'am. Alright, we on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy, and we ready for part two, which will be Jeremiah chapter 30. So let's go there. Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30. Yeah, don't be fooled just by these titles, and don't be fooled just because they got a church, just because they got a big following, y'all, just because they got a mega following. Don't be fooled by that, y'all. Right? You know, people follow anybody these days. You know, it's so easy, right? They follow you on everything on the internet, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they Twitter. Follow, follow, follow. Who following Jesus, though? Yeah. Where Jesus account at? Let's go follow him. Yes, sir, that's what I'm talking about. Jeremiah chapter 30, for real, man. Mm-hmm. He is the Lord, man. Jesus is the Lord. I mean, he's over everything. He's over everybody. Jeremiah, chapter number 30. Give you a few more seconds to get there. I'm there already, so give you a few seconds to get there. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 1. All right, we read it. Jeremiah chapter 30. Verse 1 says, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. What did the Lord tell Jeremiah to do? Write a book. Yeah. See what I'm saying? Write in the book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. I got a lot of books myself with a lot of words that the Lord has said to me. And I wrote them for who it's written for. You know what I'm talking about? Whether they get it these days or after God snatched your spirit off the earth in them days, I don't know, you know. But they for who they for. God's word don't come back void. So whatever God tells you to do, you can be a writer or, you know, whatever he tells you to do. It's just one thing he's telling Jeremiah. And I got this in common with Jeremiah myself, right? My mother, she was also a writer. She wrote poetry, but she had a poetry book, but she never got it published or, you know, professionally done like that. But God came through me and did, you know, with her dream, he fulfilled it more, you know, fulfilled it through me with the writing of the book. And now I can write a book like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm that's God, because whatever God's saying to you, you can definitely write about it. You see what I'm saying? There'll definitely be a lot. So, write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. Have you wrote down anything that God has done for you? All right. Anyway, let's go. Verse 3. All right, now verse 2. Verse 3 says, for behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel. I'm going to bring my people back from captivity. Uh-oh, sounds like some restoration going on. That's what I'm talking about. I will bring back captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. I like this. Verse 4 says, now these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Verse 5, for thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. They tried it. They tried to put that on the TV. Talking about the first man to have a child, and then it was an idiot was trying to say he gonna do that. Anyway, you see this Bible though? Yeah, God's word over everything. Yeah, God's word over everything. So these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah now. We have heard a voice of fear, a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Verse 6, Jeremiah chapter 30 says, ask now and see whether a man ever is in labor. Okay. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with a child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins like a woman in labor? Oh, get him, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if this ain't a right now word that was written way back then when it was written, why I see all these sisters and faggots? These dudes with tight pants on and dresses like it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. That's what it is. Okay, let me say what, let me call you what the Bible call you. Homosexual. Yeah, the gay too nice. Homosexual. Yeah, now what? Ooh, talking about them soft boys right here. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, hand on his hip, like a woman in labor? Where your hands be when you're in labor, women? Hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale. What color were they if they turned pale now? Come on now. What? Yes, sir. What color were the faces if they turned pale? I just put that out there. All right, verse 7 says, alas, for the day is great, so that none is like it. And it is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Because this is what God was saying about Israel and Judah, about how they soft like these women, right? Look at them. Why do I see every man with his hand on his loins like a woman? It's going to be a day of trouble for Jacob, right? And that's for the people, the descendants of Jacob. But he shall be saved out of it, though, right? For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck. God's going to do it. I'm going to break the yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. I'm going to get you out of them shackles. I'm going to get you from that bondage. I'm going to take the burden off of you. God doing this now. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. Foreigners themselves to this land got the nerve to enslave somebody else. You a foreigner yourself. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. Yeah. Yeah, you need his word. I promise you. We need it. See, it's on fire, right? Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God. That's what we're going to do. We're going to serve the Lord our God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore, do not fear. Yeah, somebody like David, yo. Well, through David's bloodline. Therefore, do not fear Jesus. All right. David, their king, whom I will raise up for them, there's Jesus. Therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar and your seed, your children, from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet. And no one shall make him afraid, for I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. I'm coming to save you. Yeah, don't no man supposed to be doing that. I'm going to show you what a man's supposed to do, all right? Because he the one made man, all right? Verse number 11 says, for I am with you, says the Lord, to save you, though I make a full end of all nations. Do what? though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you. Because I scattered you there so you can bring my name there, right? Mm-hmm. And I can bring that anointing through, yeah? So I'm going to make a full end of all the nations where I have scattered you. A full end. Yep. God going to do it. He in control. He can do it. This is earth. Mm-hmm. Everybody got to answer to him. And he ain't got to answer to nobody. He says, yet I will not make a complete end of you, though. I'm going to end all the nations. This is Israel and Judah. That's why you need to follow Jesus. Get your name written in the book of life. Because he said he going to make a full end, E-N-D, of A-L-L nations, all of them, except you. Yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice. They were saying it, but God said, I'm going to correct you in justice. Hallelujah. And will not let you go altogether unpunished, though. Don't think you're just going to do what you do and then go altogether unpunished, because you the one got them boys up here, you know, every man. They ain't say boys. Why do I see every man with his hands on his hip? Make it back sleep. Oh, I'm sorry. Like a woman, though. His hands on his loins like a woman in labor. I guess you will be holding your stomach, ain't you? You about to get that baby. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, all right. We in Jeremiah chapter 30. Verse 12 says, for thus says the Lord, your affliction, that's pain, is incurable. Your wound is severe. Your affliction is incurable. Your wound is severe. That's when you need some stitches. You got to stitch your skin back together. That's how severe it is. Your wound is severe, or a swole head, or you got a knot outside your head, or a fat lip. Okay. Your wound, your affliction. All right. Verse 13 says, there is no one to plead your cause. Mm-hmm. There is no one to plead your cause that you may be bound up. Yeah, that you can get that peroxide on you. Get them stitches. Ain't nobody who you can call. Mm-mm. Nobody pleading your cause. You have no healing medicines. No medicines. No healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten you. All of them. Mm-hmm. All your lovers have forgotten you. They do not seek you. They ain't even stun you. Wow. For I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy. God tell you. Talking. I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities, though. Anytime God got to go at you like this or go at somebody like this, it's because of what? Our iniquities. Our shortcomings and transgressions, breaking his laws and disobedience, evil deeds, all that. For the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. They didn't decrease, they increased. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities. Because of the multitude kept, that's a lot, multitude kept going. Because your sins have increased, I have done these things to you. Wow. Because of your sins. Because of our sins. We messing up, right? We messed up. This is when we go through this right here, this affliction, this sorrow that's incurable, though. Verse 16 says, therefore all those who devour you shall be devoured, though. Because God said, I'm the one did it. So now the ones who devour you, I'm going to devour them. Watch this. They're going to get devoured. Verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 30 says, therefore all those who devour you shall be devoured, demolished, destroyed, right? And all your adversaries, every one of them shall go into captivity. All your what? Adversaries. Every last one of them shall go where? Into captivity. God saying this. Those who plunder you. Yeah, looked over you. You know what I'm talking about? Molested you, rigged you, all this. Stole from you, plunder you, shall become plunder. And who prey upon you, I will make a prey. For I will restore health to you. You hear this? You better get this blessing. I'm going to restore health to you, talking to Israel and Judah. They got off the path somewhere. Because the men acting like women, that's what the Bible just said. That's what it just said in Jeremiah chapter 30. But as for you, for I will restore health to you in verse 17. I will restore health. I told you, this Bible got benefits for your body. Health got everything to do with your body. Yeah, your mind, that's part of your body, ain't it? I will restore, because they talking about mental health these days. God will restore all your health. You get your mind right in everything. You get that mind right in that heart, too. You get your health right. You start eating right. You start exercising, all that. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they're incurable. But God said, I'm going to heal you. He the only one can do it. You can't get it from the earth. He said, ain't no healing medicines. We just read that. All right, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast. Are you an outcast? I know I am, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion. Y'all know Zion is heaven, his kingdom. That's Zion. This is Zion. No one seeks her. Yeah, you right. Ain't nobody going after Jesus, but I am. Yeah, ain't nobody going after Jesus, but you are right. Okay, let's go then. Let's go then. Verse 18 says, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places. That's the thing about God. He got mercy. The thing about man, they don't know, they ain't got no mercy. God got mercy. And God's stronger than man, all of us. He's stronger than all of us put together. Okay, God's stronger than man and woman and children and teenagers. Yeah, he's stronger than all of us put together.
Did I get anybody?
All right. Man, woman, children, and teenagers. Gotcha. Jeremiah chapter 17. I like that verse. There go a verse you can circle. That's worth remembering. That'll give you a boost. That's a good vitamin there. It's good for your spirit to hear that good news. When God talking about, I'm going to restore health to you. I got some restoration going on. Yeah, I cut your power off. Because you still got me. I'm the power. So you know when your power go off, some people have a generator and it's a backup. So as soon as the power go off from the weather or something, then the generator kick in. See, God said, I'm the one cut the power off, but I got all the power, so don't you worry about it. I'm still with you. We don't understand everything when we're going through it, but we know what to do. Like that man of God knew what to do earlier, but we know what to do. Do it, though. Hallelujah. I will restore health to you, verse 17, Jeremiah 30, and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. No one greater than the Lord, and Jesus is the Lord. No one is greater. I'm talking about they go for sicknesses and diseases too. No one, nothing is greater than the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying this is Zion, but God loves Zion. That's his praise. They said this because this is Zion, no one seeks her. I always talk about Jesus. Nobody want to be around you. Well, that's all right. Hey, real folk that know about Jesus, I want to be around y'all. I wish I knew y'all. Where y'all at? I wish I knew some real folk there. I'm talking about real, thorough. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to be around him. Y'all listen. Meet together. Thus says the Lord, though, behold, I will bring back the captivity of Jacob's tent and have mercy on his dwelling places. The city shall be built upon its own mound, and the palace shall remain according to its own plan. Then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Out of them shall do what? Proceed thanksgiving. Why? Because he's restoring us. It says, and the voice of those who make merry. That will hit Thanksgiving and merry Christmas up in there. I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. So, yeah, I said Thanksgiving and merry Christmas. I said that, and they ain't pagan, not what we do. We very thankful to God, and that's throughout the whole year. You know what I'm talking about? I go extra cuckoo for Christ around Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? I know they say that's pagan, but that's Christmas, okay? I said Christmas. What you know about that? Mm-hmm. It's kingdom over here. So, the voice of thanksgiving and the voice, they're going to make merry. The voice of those who make merry, I will multiply them, and they shall not diminish. I will also glorify them. Yeah, we glorifying God, and look what God said. I'm going to glorify you. I will glorify them. Wow, ain't that something? They shall not be small. I'm going to make them big because we making him big. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. I'm like, boy, this is good. I might stay right here. Yeah, no, I do. I might be right here tomorrow because, you know what I'm talking about? Stay right here. I like that. Some relief, you know what I'm saying? Some restoration. Their children also, we in verse 20, Jeremiah 30. Their children also shall be as before, and their congregation shall be established before me. It don't matter if your congregation is established before man if God ain't got his stamp of approval on it. You see what I'm saying? Their congregation shall be established before me. It don't matter if you, if nobody paying attention to you except God, that's all that matters. Yeah, if God the one paying attention to you, you good to go, I promise you. Especially living in a world where people are godless. Come on, bro and sister. Don't think you wrong. If God paying attention to you, keep doing what you're doing, shouty. And callie. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Wow. Established before me. Their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them. So you better watch it. Watch who you oppressing and depressing and who you hurting and taking for granted. Especially when they about God business. And now I can see why Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they was doing to themselves. Oh, they know not what they do. Verse 21 says, their nobles shall be from among them. Noble, that's somebody with high rank, royalty status. Their nobles shall be from among them, and their governor shall come from their midst. Then I will cause him to draw near. Jesus. Yeah, Jesus doing this one. God doing this one. I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach me. For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? Who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God if you pledge your heart to approach God. You pledge, you in this with your heart? Hey, homie, you in this with your heart? Homie, how about you? Oh, we don't really say that, dude. Yeah, are you in this with your heart, though, sister? Brother? For who is this who pledged his heart to approach me, says the Lord? You shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury. The whirlwind of the Lord. Now, yeah, the whirlwind of the Lord is going forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. Yeah, get ready for a whirlwind of the Lord, wicked folks. Y'all, wicked, unrepentant, yeah. Mm-hmm. We finished with Corona, let's get boner. Yeah, all right. Get ready for the continuing whirlwind of the Lord, right? Verse 23, Jeremiah, these words are, the whole Bible is a lie. However, when you in the prophets, though, is Jeremiah a prophet, a real prophet of God? Boy, they relevant. Right now, behold, the whirlwind of the Lord. We're in verse 23, trying to finish it up. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 23. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goes forth with fury. That's mighty anger. Mighty anger. A continuing whirlwind, too. This is the whirlwind of the Lord that's going forth already with fury. A continuing whirlwind. It will fall violently. Violently. That means they ain't going to even expect it. It's going to be violently on the head of the wicked. Yeah, when they say peace, peace, then here comes sudden destruction. Here go God telling you what's going to happen. Get ready for it in a few. It's going to fall violently on the head of the wicked. Not on the righteous, but on the head of the wicked. Verse 24 says, the fierce anger of the Lord will not return. The what? The fierce, strong, sharp anger of who? The Lord that no one is greater than. Yeah, the Lord, the warrior. Okay, the fierce anger of the Lord will not return until he has done it and until he has performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you will consider it. In the latter days, you will consider it because he's letting us know right now what's going to happen. Yeah, so later on when it happens, you're going to think about it like, bro, I just heard about this in Bible study. In March, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you.
Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We on this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. When we come back, we jumping into part three. Whether we finish it or not, we jumping into it. Matthew chapter 14 when we come back. Appreciate you tuning in. Excuse me. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll be right back.
I'm a new kid on the block. All my jams knock, hands knock, bodies rock, cause I got the butter. I'm a new kid on the block. All my jams knock, hands knock, bodies rock, cause I got the butter.
Expect it, that's when I resurrected. On the low, it's about to get hectic. Better know, if you don't, you better ask one. A demon J, Eddie ready to blast one. Been feeding over a decade to swing my blade. Yahweh, in the name of Yahweh, you warlocks, the witches gon' pay. 7 times 70, fear not, spare not, do not God telling me. Judgment day, you gon' pay. Every universal felony committed, your sinners gonna admit it. I'm ripping at the scene, no time for scams or schemes. You sleazy, cheesy, easy, leave me. Christ easy, please God, can you please me? Hard like bricks in the yard, you big greasy. Beat measly, gangsters, the pranksters. In the name of JC, I pray you face me. Woo-wee, no room to breathe wrong. If we wrong, we wrong. Cause I'm airtight, know my hand right. Fist gon' bite, death threats on my life. Tellers wish they might, no weapons, see the light. Believe the hype, greater than all who you compare me to. 20 years so black, surviving like an animal. Now my skill's so vicious, all lyricists, non-competitions. I crush them, these like crickets. Pray your haters, keep your distance. As soon as you step up, my crew self-destruct. Put your dukes up, Satan. I'm that fat cat, hip-hop for Satan, the one. All you haters say,
yo, we bring the holy Huskers, the Seattle family,
holy Hustlers,
Golden Marzi,
Godfather,
original,
BBJ,
sanctified dog, cool down.
We going on.
Yo, we bring the holy
Huskers,
the Seattle family,
holy Hustlers,
Golden Marzi,
Godfather,
original,
BBJ,
sanctified dog, cool down.
We going all out.
Straight for the kill, the lyrics of Bill Go, whether rock, pop, or hip-hop, it's still dope. When I feel low, this I know, got hope, never alone. Stop so clean, flow so yo, bitch. Do the slicey dicey. Know how we do. Platinum ice and Christy. Represent Christ like a senator. Johnny J. Take the bamboo. Had to get with her. Make a move. And with the new haters smelling my birth. Now believers wishing that they never kicked that dirt. Now it hurts. Why? Laugh now. BBJ worldwide. Get love from New York to Cape Town. So you ride. I'm the type to sit back and deal with you critics. Be humble and pray like I'm acidic. To hit you like bow. Right hook to your mouth. Jam rock the flow like the hook rock your joke. Make the crowd once more. Scream my name,
BBJ.
Pray your haters can't stand the rain. Like go, I'ma play all sports. Violate BBJ, tuck it up as a law. I'm fat like that, for that blame the ball. I'm blessed like that, so I floss like that. Fall and bounce back. Pray your haters catch a heart attack. Now everybody wanna know
who that.
Yo, we bring the holy
Huskers,
the Seattle family,
holy Hustlers.
I be that fat cat necessary like ID. I'm all that cause of who Christ be. Hallelujah. Everything is love, love, son. How are you? Lounging with my crew. All praises due to the Most High. I say Christ like the slot. Tell me why life's so ill. Cats wanna kill instead of love. They bug, bug, and bug. Who above the law? Not you, son. May beef with my peace, but I won't shoot one. Worse than the Ku Klux. Black on black. Crime be whack time after time. Cram to understand that. Flip that. There's a better way. Ventilate. I'm with that. Educate, don't play your hate. Ain't no debate, straight up fact, not fiction. Spirit of destruction is an addiction. In action, a lot of loved ones missing. Cause you haters wanna go the distance. No justice, it's just us. So in God we trust daily. Live in love, you hear me?
Yo, we bring the holy
Huskers,
the Seattle family,
holy Hustlers,
Golden Marzi,
Godfather,
original,
BBJ,
sanctified dog, cool down.
We going on.
Yo,
that.
We bring the holy
Huskers,
the Seattle family,
holy Hustlers,
you gonna do? What you gonna do? God got your back.
but the world against you? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? When the world is against you, what you really gonna do? You gon' fold like a coward or trust the God in you? God gave you that dream, he counting on you. Your trouble shouldn't get you down, your faith will get you through. Feeling pressure from people, I just be trying to make my way. Still trusting you, Father, and talking to you every day. It's a lot of disrespect when you ain't got money. If they got it and you don't, they gonna look at you funny. If you wasn't always at the top where your sympathy at, I'm not gonna always be like this. Just watch God bring me back. Shooting bullets, knowing that you really can't see me. I hit my life inside of Christ, you couldn't see me on TV. Passing trials of blessings because we learn our Father's law. I'ma take it and flip it and then give it to you all. So when the world is against me, it's what I'm gonna do. Keep my faith and God on me, not what about you? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? You try to preach, you try to reach, you try to teach, but they don't wanna hear your speech. So what you do, it can get discouraging sometimes. Wait a minute, Christ is giving hope through these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, bro, we really can't grow. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. God is always with you from the very start. Now you rejected him, trying to live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. Keep your faith, even when they slander your name. It comes with following Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's turn up in the Savior. Come on, man, don't worry about your behavior. Father, help us do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, let us keep trusting you. What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you, can you stay true?
Already worked a lot of hours for a little bit of pay, and then they hit you when you off, come out coming today. They change the rules in the middle of the game, it's the same. For a little bit of money, fools are blowing out your brains. Switching the lanes in the Suburban when I'm riding, trying to let the youth know that Christ is arriving soon. They think they got time, but they don't. They acting like they got your back, but they really won't. Bust a grape in the grapefruit fight. I'm just saying, y'all wrong, I'm right. Or if I'm wrong, then I don't want to be right. And I'm just saying, if you right, I don't want to live that life tonight. I'm earning stripes cause I'm going through the go-through. Going through the pain and the pressure and it hurts too. Trying to let you know, God got it and he sees you. Trying to let you know, I'm just here to let you know.
Mic check, 1212. What's cracking? We in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We almost finished. We got 14 minutes left on the broadcast. And guess where we going next? Matthew chapter 14. 14 minutes left and we're going to Matthew chapter 14. I doubt if I'll be finished with it, but I don't know. But let's go to Matthew chapter 14 and see how far we're going to get. And we'll just pick it up the next time. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We're on this Hip Hop Bible Study. Look, buddy, Matthew chapter number 14, starting at verse 1. Matthew chapter 14. Verse 1 says, at that time, Herod, the tetrarch, heard the report about Jesus. So he's some kind of governing official or president or something. There it is. He heard the report about Jesus, though, and said to his servants, this is John the Baptist. He heard the report about Jesus, and he said to his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother's Philip's wife. So Herod wanted his brother's wife. And John told him, no, that's not right. So Herod put John in prison. Not only did he put John in prison, he ended up beheading John or cutting his head off. You about to read it. John the Baptist. So even though Herod was up here talking about, even though he's hearing about Jesus, but he talking about this is John the Baptist. Herod don't know. This Jesus. It ain't John the Baptist. It's Jesus. He talking about that's John the Baptist. He risen from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4 says, because John had said to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. So he wanted to kill him, but he feared all the people because all the people knew that John was a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias, brother Philip's wife, Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. So this is Herodias. This is the daughter of his brother Philip's wife. So this is your niece. Verse 7 says, therefore he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. He promised her with an oath. You can have whatever you want. You know how people be, they don't even be thinking about stuff sometimes. Whatever you want, man, you can have. So she haven't, you don't know what people brain be at. Look what she asked for. So she haven't been prompted by her mother, said, give me John the Baptist's head here on the platter. So John the Baptist, they know he was a prophet. And she knew that Herod respected John. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to kill John, so he respected him. He listened to him. But she want him, too. Obviously, she want her brother-in-law. See what I'm saying? So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter. Because John was telling the truth. Now, they crucified Jesus. You see what I'm saying? For telling the truth. Come on. And we living in a world where they don't even want to hear the truth. But remember this. Always tell the truth because God is with you. And the truth is Jesus. Verse 9 says, and the king was sorry. The king was sorry. He respected John. Nevertheless, because of the oaths and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her because his word. I give you whatever you want. She asked for the head of John the Baptist. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison. Had his head cut off, man. Wow. In prison. And that don't mean God didn't love John. That means John was, he finished, though. You know what I'm saying? On earth. And his head was brought on a platter. That's devious and evil. See, Herod, y'all don't know Herod was an evil person, though. You got to read about this man. But get your information from the Bible. You know what I'm talking about? But the way he died, God had killed him because they was trying to worship him, and he was taking the worship. So God killed him. An angel hit him, and then it said worms came and ate him. So don't think he's just evil and doing all this stuff. This is, Herod was the one that was killing the Hebrew boys, too. You know, trying to get rid of Jesus. Anyway, let's go. Let's read. Yeah, these are some evil. Evil didn't just start in these days, right here where we living at now. It didn't just start in the 2000s or the 90s or the 80s. The evil didn't just start in the 60s or the 50s or the 40s. Yeah, it didn't just start in the 1900s. Uh-oh. Yeah, I think that took care of all of us that, you know. All right, let's go. All right, when Jesus heard it, I'm sorry, where were we at? I lost my place. So he had John beheaded in prison. We in verse 11. And it says, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. What kind of girl and mother is this, though? They walk around with a head. Here you go, mama. Yeah, tell him to cut his head off. Let me see it. What the hell is wrong with y'all? Then his disciples came and took away the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. Wow. Yeah, man. Wow. We'll stop in verse 21. We in verse 13. Matthew chapter 14. Appreciate everybody tuning in. God sees you. He knows your heart. He knows that you're getting his word. And he knows that you're very patient. All right? So, let's go. We're going to stop in verse 21. Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 says, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat. Yeah, Jesus is not John the Baptist. John the Baptist let everybody know, I am not Jesus. I can't even tie his shoe. I ain't got nothing on him. He way more fire than I am. Because a lot of people respected John the Baptist. All right? He's like, man, I ain't got nothing on Jesus, bro. I'm rolling out the red carpet for him. He the one VIP treatment. So when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. Sometimes you have to go to a deserted place by yourself. A lot of times God's spirit will lead you to a deserted place by yourself so that he can meet with you, though. And that's a good thing. So when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat. Jesus did it by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. All them people, they heard that Jesus in the boat and he gone some. They follow him on foot to the cities, right? From the cities, I'm sorry. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick, because Jesus cares all about us. He loves us. That's Jesus is God's love on display. That's what Jesus is. He's God's love on display. Not only is he God's son, he's God's love on display, being manifested from God to us on this earth. Verse 15 says, when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a deserted place and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food. All right, we already out here. They got to go buy themselves food, man. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. Look at what Jesus is telling them. Now, them disciples like, boy, it's a whole bunch of folk, man. It's dinner time. They need to go in town and buy something, Jesus. And Jesus turned around and told them, hey, you give them something to eat. I'm talking about, they, what the, how, Jesus, what the, there's a lot of people, man. We ain't got none, but let's go. Let's see what he say. we in Matthew chapter 14. Verse 16, but Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them here. Yeah, bring them here to me. Yeah, bring whatever you got to Jesus. As long as it's sincere, right? Yeah, from the heart. For 5 loaves and 2 fish, that's all I got. Bring them here to me. Watch what Jesus do. Watch how many people Jesus feed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And the loaves is like those whole loaves that, you know, you get at restaurants sometimes. Yeah, loaves like that, not no sliced up loaf of bread, big like we be buying in the grocery stores. 5 loaves of bread, okay? They had to bring my family back some, bring us some old bread out there. And the best bread is them Red Lobster biscuits. Yes, sir, them Red Lobster cheddar garlic cheddar biscuits. Yes, sir. All right. All right, Matthew chapter 14, verse 16. But Jesus said to them, they do not need to go away. You give them something to eat. And they said to him, we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, bring them here to me. Watch what Jesus do. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass. So the multitudes had to do what Jesus said. And he took the 5 loaves in order to get the blessing. The multitudes had to do what Jesus said. In order for you to get the blessing, don't mess around and be out here blessing yourself and don't listen to Satan talking about he going to bless you. You see what I'm saying? Do what Jesus said and he'll bless you. Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass and he took the 5 loaves. So they sat down. They didn't buck. He took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven. That's what he did. Yeah, he looked up to God. He blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate. They what? They all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 little old bitty fish, now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men. That's 5,000 men. Besides women and children. So you might as well, if it's 5,000 men, you might as well double it up when it comes to the women and the children, man. Maybe triple it up. I think the women be out double the men anyway, outnumber the men like that. And then the children, they'll outnumber the men and the women. So that's a lot of people that got fed. It wasn't just no 5,000. It's 5,000 men besides women and children. They ain't even named them. They ain't even number them over there. That's a lot of women and children. You just count these men. It's about 5,000. 5,000 men. Yes, sir. Wow. That's a lot. But five loaves of bread, two fish. We'll pick back up next time. Yeah, look at what Jesus can do. Yeah, look at what he can do with just a little bit. As a matter of fact, you put your little bit of faith in God. Yeah, long as it's all faith, long as it's all faith. Work on getting that doubt out if it's something in there. Don't doubt God, but believe, only believe. That's what time it is. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. We finished for now. All right? Appreciate you being here. Get at you next time. And enjoy the rest of your week.
I mean business. Father's business, kingdom business. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. When I first started off in this walk with my Savior, I didn't know years later I would be in divine favor with God, but humans be hating real hard, cause they don't understand that it's a new space in the yard. Don't hate on me, just try to do what I do, cause I'm serious about my walk with Christ. Now what about you? You looking down your nose at me like you the judge. I did nothing to you, so why you holding the grudge? But whatever the case may be, I'm still gonna walk with Christ, and I'ma serve him to the full for the rest of my life. Don't judge a book by his cover, we don't fight flesh and blood. Is that really what you mean, man? Where is the love? I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I'm back at you, Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing me through. Help me to stay focused on you and do what I got to do. I'm winning souls for your kingdom, reaching out to the youth. If they want to keep me out the church, then I'll preach from this booth, cause I can see a rock crying out in my place. Thank you, Jesus, every time for pleading my case. I need you every day of my life to lead me down the right path, and I don't want to be here when Father pulls out his wrath on mankind, because we rejected you in the worst of ways. And black folks, I guess we forgot how you were with us when we were slaves. But what do? We blame you like it's your fault. Like you didn't have the power to bring the bondage to a halt. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be your star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far. I mean business. No, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business. No, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business. Yes, just come as you are. I mean business. Yep, he'll take you real, real far.
I mean business. Continue, Father, to lead and guide me at an altitude that many may find difficult to fly. As I spread my wings and soar like eagles that glide, and no matter how high I fly, I know just stay by my side. I'm gonna run and not be weary, as well as walking, I faint. Doing all that I can, not worrying about what I can't. I'm not bowing to nothing or nobody else but you, taking the stand like the Hebrew boys did for you too. I know you bring me out the fire, unharmed and not burned. They were in the fire praising you, and now it's my turn. Continue to hold me up and build my character and my faith, and thank you
mother promise you gave me inside your amazing grace.
I mean business, no, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business, no, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business, yes, just some as you are. I mean business, yep, you'll take you real, real far. I mean business, no, I'm not perfect by far. I mean business, no, I'm not trying to be a star. I mean business, yes, just come as you are. I mean business, yep, he'll take you real, real far.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.